Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we have got Geordie Shore royalty on the fucking pod. We've got Marnie.
Yellow.
I'm so happy to have you on.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I have been religiously watching Geordie Shore for a little bit too long now.
Really?
Yeah, and I remember during lockdown, I rewatched every season.
Oh my God, so you've seen some of my not so proud moments.
Well, to me, they were proud. To me, they were very bad. So what season did you go into Geordie Shore?
So I started in series 7.
Yeah.
So that seems like such, like, far into the show, but that was like 2 years after it was on. So
I was going to say they'd have like 2 seasons a year.
Sometimes three.
Three?
Yeah.
You just stayed in the house 24/7.
Yeah, we just lived there constantly. Wow. Yeah, and it was awful as well. It was like a warehouse. It was freezing. There was rats running around.
Because I was saying, I saw a TikTok before of what it looks like when you guys aren't living in it.
Yeah.
It's derelict.
Scary. It was actually, I've seen that clip. It was scary.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to go in. Not that I've been invited. I don't want to go in.
Yeah, I was like, we should have all just like bought that and like turned it into some sort of tourist attraction. Like,
oh,
that would have been so fun.
No, get on that.
Yeah.
I'd be doing PAs if I was you.
From what I last heard, they're turning it into like offices or something, but that would have, imagine going to work in a Geordie Shore. Oh my God,
the difference, the ghost would be like, this is a change.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you find your first season?
My first season was awful.
Yeah, because you weren't well liked on the first season.
No. Yeah, I feel like I was really bullied, but I feel like it was just a standard thing in Geordie Shore. Like, you went in there as a new girl and you got bullied. You know, I feel like the fact that I came out the other end still alive, I feel like I was really proud. But yeah, I think every girl going in there had a really tough time.
Fucking brutal.
I feel like so brutal. People seem to forget like how bad my time was when I first joined. Like, I feel like I had the worst of it out of any newbie.
You and Holly probably had it the worst, I'd say.
Yeah, Holly had it really bad.
And your cousins with Sophie.
Mm.
Sophie was in the house with you.
Yeah.
Did she stand up for you at all?
No,
cool. Brilliant.
I mean, like, this is, I know, it's like, I think with me, and so it really affected mine and Sophie's relationship for such a long time, because she just wasn't happy that I was there.
Yeah.
I think like siblings, there is sometimes a lot of rivalry.
I was going to say, you don't have the spotlight off you.
It's actually more common than what I thought, you know,
really?
That like I'm an only child, so I didn't know this, you know, but Sophie was like a sister. But yeah, with siblings, there is a lot of rivalry. And I just think like she was so like, involved with all the girls in there. She almost was sisters with them. So it was a hard situation for her.
And it's scary as well. Like, if I went in there, the boys were good looking, I'd have gone all over that.
Yeah.
But each girl has got something with someone.
Yeah, so then what were you supposed to do?
Just sit there and close your legs. Like, that's not happening.
That is not happening when you're 20-year-old. You're going in there, you're getting drunk.
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? Do you know what I mean? And they were all horrible to us. So I felt like I had no loyalties with any of them, you know?
Fuck them.
They didn't welcome us with open arms. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to just pick which one I want and I'm going to just go for it.
What is your favourite moment from filming in Geordie Shore?
Favourite moment? I was really happy when Chloe joined, because I feel like she joined in series 10 and I spent series 7, 8, 9, like, just hating life, where I was like, I hope this is going to get better, but I don't know if it's going to, you know. I had no friends in there. I feel like I wasn't accepted.
Mm.
I was actually really intimidated, even though I hid it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when
you
she,
hid that
when,
well.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah, you actually did, because I've been crying constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, behind closed doors, I did cry. Like, I was really good at hiding my emotions. Mm. I'm still like that now. I find it really hard to cry on camera.
Yeah, because
some people are
though.
So good at it, though.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I literally, I've tried, but I just can't.
Like, give me a minute.
Yeah, it just doesn't come out. So I did hide how I felt a lot. But when Chloe came in, she was just amazing. Like, she was what I'd been waiting for.
She was so wild as well. Like, I've never, ever watched someone like Chloe Ferry before.
Oh, my God. And she's like that, like, off camera.
Thank you. So when I went to the reunion, I was like, I've never met Chloe before, but maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like an act or something.
It's not. It's not.
She came up to me and I was like, you're real. And this is incredible to see.
Yeah, because I actually didn't realise, like, some people put like an act on for TV. Chloe Ferry does not. She is as wild in person as she is on camera.
I love it.
And like, I think like when she came in and Nathan, like, that was when my Geordie Shore experience really began.
Yeah, it started. Have you got like a, minus this series, have you got like a least favourite moment?
It definitely was series 7 when I joined.
When you first joined.
It was awful. It was traumatising. I was so new to TV.
Go, guys, could you just be a little bit nice?
No, but it was that bad. Like, even when the cameras weren't rolling, like, I would walk downstairs just to make, like, a cup of tea and they would all just, like, hurl abuse at us.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, and, like, I'd go to the club with them all and I would just dance, like, on my own. I'd dance in the corner on my own because the girls stopped the boys from talking to us. Anytime the boys like tried to comfort us, they'd be like, what are you standing with her for? Get away from us. It's just a little slut. Like, stay away.
Nah, you're a better woman than me because if I wouldn't have even stuck it out past series seven.
Yeah, so I mean,
fair facts.
It's because it was all so new and like I didn't know how to process everything that came with it, you know? Mm. Like, it was just, it was a wild experience and I was just new to it.
We were saying before, like, the wildest shit was done on Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
No one batted an eyelid.
It was so controversial. Like,
no one batted an eyelid.
Some of the stuff that they have shown, like, now I'm thinking, like, how do I, like, remove that from the universe? Because it's so embarrassing.
And how, like, was that let out?
Like, how?
How?
Like, honestly, like, how? Like,
I agree.
There was some things that me and Chloe did where I'm just like, I'm a mother now. Like, I know I was like 21, but still, like, that's out there forever.
It's great. But also, like, I feel like when you're 20, like 18, that sort of age, even at uni, I was doing mental shit, but cameras weren't on me. So it was never there to sort
everyone did it, but I was filmed. And I can't explain to you, you know, when you get beer fear?
Yes. Oh my God.
When I used to like wake up in that house the morning after, I'd literally try and recall everything I'd done and be like, there was a camera on us.
I've always wondered that because I get really bad anxiety, but knowing that it's going to come out again.
Yeah.
Just when I've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Must be absolutely treacherous.
Oh my God. And then we'd have to spend the whole day talking about it on camera. And it took me a long time to just realize that just showing vulnerability isn't bad.
Yeah.
Because I'd get really defensive and I'd be like, no, I didn't do that. It wasn't that bad. Like, what are you on about? Like, instead of just being like, right, I did that and I'm sorry and it was wrong. I shouldn't have done that.
Really sorry for my action.
Yeah. Like, it took me a long time to realize that.
And I didn't realize, how long are you in the house for?
So we were in sometimes 8 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks.
And you're drinking every day?
Every single day.
That to me is crazy because if I do a 5 day bender, I feel like I'm physically going to die.
I literally felt like I was going to die. When I would leave, I would be green. Like, I was green.
Aching.
I was just ill. I honestly have health problems like to this day. And I swear it's from that.
That is absolutely mental though. Like six, because you can't really as well go out and not drink on a program like that.
Yeah, and I was always sick. Like, out of all the cast, I was known as, like, the spewer. Because I would vomit every time. And, like, when I vomit after alcohol, right, I'm sure I'm allergic to it because I'll vomit for, like, 16 hours and it'll just not stop. It'll just keep coming, like, every 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
The whole night and then half the morning.
No, props to you for still going.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd make you go to the fucking beach.
Oh,
the next day or go
and
work.
Go work for Anna. That used to be like a killer.
Is Anna a bitch in real life?
No, she's actually really nice.
She scares the fuck out of me.
She's actually wild.
Yeah.
Like, I used to bump into her on a night out in like Tup Tup in Newcastle.
What?
Like when we weren't obviously filming and she'd be like on the tables dancing.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, she was wild. I really liked Anna. She was lovely.
And you actually did have to properly work.
So we did, like, there was one season that I did and it was when they'd made Vicky the boss.
Of course, yeah, of course.
And I'll never forget that because, like, they really tried. It was like, they tried to make out that it was real and that, like, Vicky was really the boss and I really had to do everything that she said. And she tried to, like, make me clean the house, like, clean the dishes.
God,
like,
forbid.
And I was just like, what's going on? Like, this is a reality show.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Yeah, but yeah, Anna was, she wasn't our real boss. People think that we actually lived in the house all year round and that we worked for Anna.
Yeah.
Like, I still get messages like, what was it like living there and working for Anna? I'm like, that wasn't a real job. Mm. Like, you know, we actually, when we filmed a series, we had to actually go and do the job, but it wasn't an all year round thing.
I was going to say I feel like that would be too far and I would quit.
Yeah, I would really quit.
Did you ever, because there was some, one thing I will say, the fights in Geordie Shore are like next level.
Yeah.
Would you normally kick off like that in real life?
No, like I would, now that I'm older, I would never ever take it like physical.
Yeah.
Like, I do, like, even to this day, like, yeah. I do get really angry. Like,
I think it's a northern thing, though.
I do think it's a northern thing. Like, yeah. I do get really angry, and I'm not even going to, like, try and, like, sugarcoat yeah. it. Like, if I'm arguing with something, I do get really angry. Like, I even said to Casey, like, not long ago, I was like, do you think I should take, like, an anger match with Cole?
Because Casey's not northern.
He's
Casey's
not.
Southern.
Oh, my God. But when me and Casey argue, he takes it a notch above me.
Yeah.
And, like, I was... And he's got really bad road rage. And I was sitting there and I was like, should we take an anger management
yeah.
course?
Yeah.
Like, I think it might be beneficial.
Maybe some calms or something.
Yeah. But now that I'm, like, in my 30s, I would never take it to violence. Like, yeah. I will just walk away. But, like, I am known to, like, shout. Like, I take after me mom.
But
me
you
mom
know what
is
as
so
well?
Bad.
If you live in a house with the same people mm-hmm. with no phone...
Yeah.
I'd probably get physical too.
And also, like, we don't really speak to our family either. They don't let us speak to our family.
Really?
And it really messes with your emotions. Yeah. It messes with your head. You don't really know what's going on. Like, all your emotions are heightened. And obviously the storylines really fuck you up as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, especially the arguing.
Oh my, well, I used to forget that there was an outside world. I'd just be in that bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
And that used to really mess with me, you know? Like, when I come out, I'd be like, oh... It really wasn't that deep.
Yeah. No, it never is when you come out, but in the moment it is.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Especially like the situations with the boys. That used to be like the end of the world. Like,
can I just say though, the boys in that house would never get away with that shit.
No, now. No.
Especially Gary. I have never.
Like, that would not be tolerated the way that them boys talk about women. Like, no way.
There was one, and I remember, I think it was like series 4, and one of the guys was like, shut up, you fat slag. Uh-huh. And I was like, could you imagine?
No, that would not be tolerated now.
That was Vicky's boyfriend at the time, I think. Ricky? No.
Was it Ricky? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah, and he was like, you fat slag. And
no,
I was
that
like,
is so
oh my God, my jaw dropped. But I was like, I didn't even bat an eyelid at this.
No. It was so normal. Like, I mean, like, American reality shows, they still do that. Like, it's savage.
Yeah, yeah.
I do love an American reality TV
because,
show.
Geordie Shore was a take on Jersey Shore, wasn't it?
And that, but I still think Geordie was like much more intense.
100%.
Like, it was just wild. So
I'm glad
controversial.
I'm glad they did Geordie. Because if they did like London Shore.
Oh no.
It wouldn't have
That's
had
a bit
the
like
Maiden effect.
Chelsea. Maiden Chelsea. I mean, they were so timid compared to.
They were like, sorry, bro, but I've got an issue with you and I'd like to discuss it. And I was like.
I feel like we've paid the price from all of that, like, all of that explicit stuff though, because I feel like now it's hard to be taken seriously.
Do you have like a. It's
stigma.
Similar to a Love Island curse.
Yeah, it's like a
You've
stigma.
Got the Geordie Shore stain.
Yeah, yeah. Like people think that we're just the same getting mortal every weekend. Yeah. Like, no, we are actual adults now. Like, we don't just sit and just neck tequila every night.
I think that's kind of shown on. So the newest season is your Geordie Moon.
Yeah.
And I went to the screening of this.
Yeah.
And I just want to say it lived up to everything I hoped it would be.
Because we are wild,
you guys all came in. Right. And I think as well, it's hilarious because the green screens would come up and there was one bit where Nathan had slagged off Sophie.
Yeah. And then did you see them arguing?
He was like, and I stand by that.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
It was awkward.
We were sat there like, oh my fucking God.
It was so awkward. I was like, this is what I'm saying about the green screen. The green screen is so personal because we all know that that's filmed much later than the actual show. Yeah. So we know that whatever people say in the green screen, they actually mean it.
Because they've had time to reflect.
Yeah.
And it's
because they do try and give us like certain lines to go off. Mm. But with a green screen, we're like, we have control. We can be like, no.
Right.
Like the amount of times I'm like, no, I'm not saying that. Or I'll rephrase that. I'll say it in my own words.
Mm.
So we kind of know that whatever's said in there is literal.
Is what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's so awkward to watch back.
I know.
In a room with all of them as well. Mm-hmm. I was living for it.
Oh, were you loving it?
I was fucking living for it.
To be fair, whenever we get together, we are just wild. Like, I'll go on a night out with anyone else and I'm quite low key now.
Yeah.
You know, I can have a few drinks, I can go home.
Yeah.
When I'm with any of the Geordies.
It doesn't work like that.
It's not. It's completely like we're up all night. We're going to party all night long.
Yeah.
We're going in when the sun's coming out and that's that.
And one thing I will say, you guys are so good looking. Like the whole cast.
Really?
Oh,
good
looking.
Thank you.
No, it's sensational.
Yeah. Oh my God. The trolls wouldn't agree. I think we get the brunt of the trolls. Like, oh my God.
Well, talking of trolls.
Yeah.
So this newest season, for people that don't know, you get married.
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing as well about Sophie not being a bridesmaid.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know it was going to pan out like that?
So me and Sophie spoke about that whole maid of honour storyline.
Right.
We spoke about it.
Yeah.
Like we fully knew that was going to be hyped up for a storyline.
Okay, fine.
We knew. Like, maybe I should have had Sophie as a maid of honour, but like I was filming All Star Show at the time, so I wasn't even in the country. And then I got back literally 10 days before my wedding. I didn't have time.
The stress.
Yeah. I didn't have time to like organise it all. Like, and it was just, for me, it was just a less thing to sort out.
Yeah.
Me and Sophie spoke off camera loads. We fully knew that was going to be a storyline. Mm. And we just rolled with it because we were like, you know what it is? Let's not cause a fuss. Let's just roll with it. We don't know how much. We thought that this season was going to have zero drama because kids were involved.
Little did we know.
Yeah. And then obviously all that stuff happened with Charlotte at the wedding. Mm-hmm. But that was just, there was a lot of like input from producers, you know.
Yeah. One thing I will say is my favourite bit is when you're on your Geordie Moon at this point.
Yeah.
And you tell Chloe, you were like, I'm not going to lie, I did tell Charlotte. And her reaction, it was like she got.
Yeah.
She was like.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I felt really bad. But like, I think what happened this season is that at the wedding, right, me and Nathan were having a chat off camera, but we had a mic on. So they overheard this chat through the mics.
Oh,
and because we were so intoxicated, they decided to grab us all and be like, can you have this chat on camera? All of us were so drunk. Like, yeah, like, why not?
But you know,
like,
you can tell you're drunk in it as well.
Oh my God, come on. Like, we were so drunk. It was, like, we couldn't even string a sentence together. Like, you can say, like, Chloe was just mute.
She was a mute.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let us leave that room until they got what they needed from that chat.
Oh my God.
So it looks like me and Nathan are like, come on, Chloe. Like, say what you've got to say. But no, we were just trying to just leave the room.
Yeah.
Because it was my wedding day.
I wanted to enjoy
my wedding. So we were just like, let's just get this done. But obviously that's all cut out. This is what I'm saying about editing. Editing can make things look so different.
Yeah, 100%.
So that chat was never supposed to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But that chat is something that is discussed a lot off camera.
Yeah.
By a lot of the cast, some of which don't like to admit it. So yeah, and I regret it because I just think we've opened a whole can of worms. Mm. You know, and like me, Chloe and Nathan took the brunt of it. But we aren't the only ones who talk about that.
Well, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
And so you go on your Geordie Moon.
Yeah.
At the Villas, by the way. Sensational.
I know.
Love it. And this is where it all kicks off.
Yeah. I think like it probably is all stemmed back to that being brought up on camera. I just didn't think that having the kids involved would cause that much chaos. It was chaos. Like taking the kids there, it didn't work. On paper it worked. In reality it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Like
when it comes to going away on holiday with your family, it's always good to have a little bit of extra money in the pot to spend. Well, with today's sponsor of Shopify, it can help you start and grow your own business. If you don't know, it's an e-commerce platform revolutionizing businesses worldwide. From big brands to small boutiques, Shopify helps thousands of businesses around the world to sell online and in person. No matter what stage you are in your business, Shopify will help you grow like the true girl boss you are. Whether it's from dolls to dummies or nappies to napkins, Shopify will get you selling across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and even Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 help and an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Sign up today for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace, all lowercase. That is shopify.co.uk/grace. Take your businesses to the next level today. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring today's podcast.
We had no cleaning products, you know, we didn't know where anything was.
Yeah.
Like we could never get hold of production. They were in the other villa with the other cast. It was just a nightmare, you know. We weren't getting fed for hours because I understand it is a hard situation even for producers, but there was kids involved. So I just feel like it shouldn't have been that chaotic. But I feel like all of that happened, it's just created this massive storyline.
For those people that don't know, what happened in your argument?
So
for those who haven't watched.
It was basically over some Cocoa Pop.
Love it.
I know it's actually laughable. Yeah. But I think it was just a build-up of tension.
Actually the Cocoa Pops.
It was a lot of tension. There was so much tension. There was a lot of rumours going around that people have said this and people have said that. And
yeah.
Obviously, people had issues with the kids mm-hmm. making noise, the kids making mess. Like, yeah. we were all making mess. This yeah. is what's being cut out. Like, it's so frustrating. Everyone was making mess.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Jake were making mess. They were cooking meals, leaving the dishes, you know. Mm. We were making mess, just leaving it. The producers were like, we're getting cleaners in, just leave it. You focus on doing the scenes. You okay. focus on filming. That's your job here. Yeah. Like, you know, and it was only 2 days that all that happened. It seems like...
such a short amount of time.
Yeah, but on the show, it seems much longer. But
yeah.
it was literally 2 days. So like... yeah, and I just feel like when I'm watching it, there's things happen. Like, for instance, there's a scene where Charlotte's cleaning in the morning, like before any of us are up. And I'm like, wait there, how has that happened? There was not one cleaning product. I couldn't find a broom.
Oh my God.
I was looking for a fucking broom for like yeah. 6 hours.
Why didn't you even think about that?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, that's so unfair. Like, you know.
It's made it look a certain
But when
way.
I watched it, there was a scene where I'm like eating the cream. And I did look at Casey and I'm like, why didn't I just clean them crates? Yeah. I'm like, why? There was definitely a reason. I
yeah,
can't
yeah,
pinpoint
can't
the reason.
Yeah.
Can't think of the reason. But I'm like, why didn't I just clean them crisps up?
And yeah.
But they were definitely not my crisps.
You're
I did
holiday.
Not just eat crisps and smear them all into the sofa. I don't know whose crisps were. I think they might have been the kids. But I yeah. think it was because there was no cleaning products. Like, we were asking for hours for cleaning products and they weren't giving us them.
And they don't show it.
Yeah.
And
but there was so much more mess that other people had made.
Yeah. So it's not one-sided.
It wasn't one-sided.
And it was the cherry on the top was one of a high chair had Cocoa Pops on.
Yeah.
Charlotte came in and was like, what the fuck? And you guys just got into it.
Yeah, we got into it.
Let loose. Time,
yeah. But I think what it was is because there was just constantly like, you know, passive aggressiveness, like yep. digs. Instead of just be like, this is really bothering us. Like, this is dirty. Can you just clean this? But instead yeah. it was just more like little digs that were creating so much tension.
Mm.
And it was just so, it wasn't just me who felt the tension. Like when Charlotte left, like I think, you know, Kyle's fiance,
yeah.
she was so nervous. Like she'd literally really? Drop like a crumb and she'd be like, because she was so scared.
Bless
and I'm like,
her.
Babe, just calm down. Like, no one's going to attack you for a bit of mess. Like, I think there was much more to that. Mm. It wasn't just the mess. I think
yeah.
there was other issues that were, you know.
And when Charlotte left, did you guys speak at all when she left or not really?
Yeah, there was a lot of conversations going on between like me and Chantel that's been completely cut out, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know why, because then you're really getting to see a lot more of what's
yeah.
going on. But I think it's because with TV, they've got to create a storyline, you know,
yeah.
it's got to have, everything's got to have an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's one thing that's been off camera, they just don't show it, you know, and I think a lot of things off camera
yeah.
were involved in that whole thing.
Really?
So they've had to just cut it all out. Me and Chloe spoke about it so much and it's just all cut out because they can't explain it.
Well, there was also an issue with Chloe because of that whole thing about Chloe, the rumour Chloe copying Charlotte or whatever.
Yeah, and another thing, so that rumour, right, which yeah. is really frustrating, like that has gone on for years.
Yeah, yeah.
For years and years, like since Chloe joined the show up until this exact date. Like, yes. that's always been a thing that, like, mm. Chloe supposedly copies Charlotte.
Yeah.
Like, that was Chloe's issue. But there was a lot more issues. It wasn't just that. But again,
you
it's
don't
all
see
being
it.
Cut out because it can't be brought up, you know. And then also, a lot of the cast aren't willing to talk.
Yeah, yeah, they don't want to get involved.
Yeah, obviously, you've seen there's a lot of people commenting on, like, social media. Mm. Like, people are getting involved. I've seen Chantel was commenting a lot of, like, home truths. Like,
really? Was she?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God, this is just...
It's all kicking
it's
off.
All kicking
it's all
off.
Kicking off.
And I'm like, I'm just not watching it because I'm like,
yeah,
I can't.
I'm surprised you're not watching it, but I suppose it's a bit PTSD.
It is, and it's like... I think, like, especially with me and Sophie, I didn't really want it to get, like, involved in mine and Sophie's relationship because, like, we have obviously had, we've had a lot of hard times in our relationship,
yeah.
you know, and we're finally in a good place and then this has all happened.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to not, like, get too involved in the emotions mm-hmm. of it. And I'm just trying to remember it is a TV show, you
yeah.
know, and things are edited. And at the end of the day, this is the price that you pay for doing reality TV.
Yeah, it's true. Have you spoken to Charlotte since?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all, no.
Wow.
I know. Like when I was filming, like I was open to a conversation, you know, mm-hmm. that's why I went to the reunion and like I would have been open to it. But then I just think everything that's happened since and like mm-hmm. things that I've seen,
Yeah.
I'm just like, I think we might be just...
Too much as well.
I think we've just drifted and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any bad blood, but I just think...
Yeah.
Yeah. When it was... Because it was rocks, like, mm-hmm. in the middle of it all, that really just affected us too much.
I was going to say, how does it feel when the whole of the internet just seems to have an opinion on your kids and the way you raise your kids?
I mean, I'm used to it because I never got trolled, really. I got trolled when I joined TV for a little bit. Mm. Then it kind of died down until I actually had kids. Oh, my God. And then it just opened this whole different world to trolling. Like,
yeah.
the amount of trolls that come out in full force with people who become moms is just unbelievable.
Yeah, so I remember Fern McCann was on here saying that and she was like, the most horrible things people say is about me with my kids. Mm. It's crazy.
And that's why it doesn't bother us, because it's like Mrs. Hinch gets trolled. And she, me and Mrs. Hinch couldn't be more different, right? And if we're trolling her and me, clearly we can't do anything right.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so it doesn't get to us.
I will never understand that with Mrs. Hinch as well.
Yeah.
This woman just cleans.
She's like an angel.
Yeah, she just cleans and homes alpacas.
Yeah, so that's why it doesn't really bother us. And I just think, like, with reality TV, like, we all get paid to do it, you know, and just if people are talking about it, then it's doing well. So just let it go over your head.
So you did a reunion then for this?
We did a reunion when we were filming and it was I think that was like maybe if we were all going to make amends, that was there. But Charlotte didn't turn up.
No.
Yeah, she didn't turn up, yeah.
Oh, this is the thing as well, because I feel like it's so easily solved.
Yeah, it probably would have been, but I think obviously she didn't want to make amends. So
yeah.
That's what it
was. There any drama
at the reunion?
At the reunion?
No, it was actually really nice. Everyone just came together, and I mean, that's how it's supposed to go at the end of every season.
Very true.
Yeah, you would have noticed on Geordie Shore, it would be chaos all the way through, but at the end, we'd all come back as a family.
Be hugging, hey.
Yeah,
it's true. Would you do another season, do you think?
I don't know. I'm
maybe
really
without
torn.
The kids.
I'm very torn because, like, with the show. If the producers were just really honest with us and were like, this is how it's going to be edited and this is how you're going to come across.
Yeah.
And this is what we think's best for the show. And we just want to know if you're okay with it, or we want to just know your thoughts and just that clarity.
You'd have time to prepare.
You prepare.
Yeah.
You mentally prepare. You know what's coming. And I'd be like, you know what it is? Fine, I'm a reality TV star. That's what I've signed up for. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But it's when I'm constantly being told that, no, like, you've got nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be amazing. It's really fair. Like, no,
that's
to me, that's very manipulative.
Yeah.
So I'd have to just really think about it and have serious conversations if I was to go back.
Do you know what I think you'd be great on is Celebrity Big Brother?
I've already done it.
Have you done it already?
I've done it.
You have done
it
already.
Yeah, I've done it.
Oh my God. How was that?
I know. That was really, really, I enjoyed that. It was like the easiest money I've ever made.
No way. Because it's
all I did was smoke fags and sleep.
So true. So true.
It's literally
a fucking bargain.
Yeah, that was it. But obviously I had a really public relationship and that, and it ruined my time in there a little bit.
I can't believe that.
I know. It was so long ago. I think it was it 2016?
But that to me, it doesn't feel that long ago, but it does.
Yeah, it feels like an eternity ago. I think I was 26. Feels so long ago.
If they re-asked you to go in for the new seasons, would you do it?
100%.
Yeah, I think you'd be amazing.
And I feel like now, because I just feel like, you know, how old are you?
24.
Oh my God, you're a baby.
I'm a wee lamb. I know. But we look the same age, so it's fine.
That is so young. What the hell? When you reach your 30s, I feel like you just don't care as much about the trivial things.
Yeah.
And you do just speak your mind more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I went in now, I think I'd be very, much more open about what I'm thinking. I feel like back then when I was in there, I was like, there was things that I thought I was a little bit hesitant to say.
Yeah.
So if I'd done something like that now, I think I'd just walk in there and be a boss.
But I think as well, you've got the thing of, what are people on the outside going to think if I do this?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I'd be guilty as well. I'm sorry if there was a sexy man in there.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't want to share beds.
I was guilty of that. I mean, there was there was a shower scene in Celebrity Big Brother that I can't, another thing I cannot live down.
Yep.
Like, it looked a lot worse than what it was.
TV, thank you.
Yeah, but back then, like, you just don't have any inhibitions. You just do what your heart's content. You do what you want.
When your kids grow up, are you going to be like, look, there is some shit out there. Yeah. I don't want you to watch it.
Yeah.
What's the... Or what
I feel like
do?
Because like, I think social media has grown constantly.
Yeah.
I just feel like all of that will be so far in the distance.
So true.
That, like, yeah. I just don't think they'll really care.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise them well. You know, I'm going to raise them to not be judgmental.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? They'll be doing stuff in their 20s. I think they'll understand.
If they came up to him like, "Mum, I want to do this reality TV show," are you going to let them do it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think I'll let them do whatever they want to do to make them happy. Yeah. I mean, personally, I'd like to put them in like drama school. I'd rather them go down the acting route rather than the reality route. Because I would have loved to have been an actor. So I just feel like I'm just pushing it on them.
Do it.
Yeah, but I'll just let them do whatever they want to do to make them happy.
How do you find being a mum? Because you're a mum of two.
I'm a mum of two. It's hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, I bet it is. Because are they both sort of toddler age?
Yeah, I've got one that's nearly two and one that's four.
Crazy.
I know, it's crazy. It is. I think when I had my first, it led me into this false sense of security that, I can have another.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, but no, going from one to two is the hardest, jump.
What was your reaction to finding out you were pregnant?
The first time was completely unplanned, so I was really just taken back.
Yeah.
I was only 27, I still think that's really young.
It's not young to a lot of people. But
to me, it was. I always thought I'd be like 30, 32. I thought I'd be like this age having my first. So I was taken back. And at first, I didn't know what to do. But Casey, he was only like, he just turned 24. He was a baby. He's 3 years younger than me. And he was just like, yes, we're doing it. Yes. Oh, my God. It hit us like a ton of bricks. We were taken back at how much it changed our lives.
Wow.
And we were only together 2 years.
That's all right, though, because some people are having kids after 5 months.
Yeah.
And that, for me, I'm like, I don't even know what your favourite colour
is. But I didn't get to do everything that I wanted to do before I had kids. And that's the one bit of advice I give people. I'm like, just if you're going to do it, just do everything that you want to do in life, like travel, you know.
Yeah, true.
I didn't travel enough, you know. So now I'm travelling with them and it's really hard.
You're going to have to do it when they turn 18.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be like, look, I'm going away for 4 months. I'm going to find myself and deal with it.
Exactly.
So I just... It's just crazy that you're a mum. Like, and so many people in Geordie Shore are mums.
Mm.
And you suit it so well.
Do you think? I honestly find it so hard. It's amazing and rewarding, but it is really hard. And like, this is what, I could never be pregnant again. This is why I don't want any more. Because the pregnancy, the birth.
Too much. Tell me about
the birth. Oh, God. Well, I don't want to put people.
No, I've already been put off. So you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like with my first pregnancy was nice. I feel like I was glowing, had a great pregnancy the first time and had the most horrendous birth. It was.
Really?
He was like 8 pounds two. And I'm small.
Oh,
I was quite small at the time. Like I was smaller than what I am now. Like I was really petite. Like I was told that he was going to be no bigger than like 7 pounds and he was 8. They could not get him out.
Oh,
they could not get him out.
That's crazy.
He got stuck. He like had to get the forceps, the suction. I had to be cut.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I know. Why I decided to do it natural, it's because I was listening to the Mom Trolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, slice me open and do what you need to do.
Why I didn't do that? Because I did that the second time and it was magical. But the second time I had the most horrendous pregnancy. So it was like, first time, great pregnancy, horrendous birth.
As in like morning sickness on the second one.
It was just the heartburn, the morning sickness. I just was constantly just fatigued. I literally looked like a corpse 24/7.
You've sold it.
And it was because I was convinced I was having a girl for that reason. But when Oaks came out, he had like, I've forgotten the actual term, but his neck was like, it was like stuck like this.
Really?
For like 3 months, it was like that. And he had flathead, is it flathead syndrome?
Yeah, wear helmet.
And it's because he was so lodged in my ribs. For the whole 9 months.
Explains.
The whole 9 months. Can you, the poor, imagine how he felt. 9 months stuck in me ribs. He didn't move the whole time.
Oh my God.
So when he came out, his head was like molded.
He had a stiff neck.
He did. I had to take up a baby physio. So that was why I had a bad pregnancy, but I had a great birth because I went for the C-section.
That's crazy. What advice would you give to any mums that are starting off? Firstborns.
Like the first time?
Yeah.
I feel like no one talks about them first, like the first, I would say, 6 weeks, how you feel. You feel depressed. Really? Like, I was so depressed. And I had it a little bit with the second, but the first time, because it's all new, that hormones all leveling back out cause this, I've forgotten the term for it. I've forgotten, but like the hormones just aren't leveled out. And when they are leveling out, you can feel really emotional, depressed, like regretful. Like, I was like, what have I done? Like, what have I done? No one talked about that.
Yeah. So you feel
I was
a bit
caught
like...
off guard. And even Casey had it. Like, no one talks that. Men also get this. Yeah. And I was convinced that Casey had a bit of postnatal because I didn't know that men can get that, but they can. And he was like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's 24 and he was just like really depressed. Like, what have I done? Like, I can't just sit and watch the football anymore.
So true.
Yeah, but
wow.
I think just prepare for them first 6 weeks, the emotions and the hormones really do fuck you up, but it's just all normal. And it all comes together.
And I feel like as well, you're just given... this baby and told to go home. How do you know how to burp a child?
You don't. I was literally just Googling everything. Like, what? I didn't even know how to make a bottle. I'm an only child, so I had no idea what I was doing. Though. Are you an only child as well?
Yeah, well, I've got older siblings, so I never lived with them.
Right.
So I claim only child.
Yeah. So I had no idea.
That's insane. Thank God for Google. What did people do in Victorian times?
Like, they just winged it. Like, I don't know how they did it back then. Like, I'm sorry, without all of the necessities that you need to get by.
Yeah.
That honestly, they must have been miracle workers because I'm just like, how?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what to do with children.
No. Like, it is so rewarding because you just think, wow.
Are you worried for when they turn 18? Because I remember when I was 18, I was a not even 16, horrible bitch to my parents.
I think that's a girl thing.
Is it?
Yeah, this is why I really wanted a girl before I had kids. Now I'm so happy I've got boys. I'm so happy because I think with girls, there's just so much responsibility.
Oh my God.
There's so, like, you've got to be such a role model with girls.
Yeah.
You've got to learn them so much and there's so much that comes with it. You've got the hormones, the periods, the boys, the insecurities.
Oh, I mean,
I don't even feel like I would have the advice to give to a daughter because I haven't I haven't conquered the insecurities yet myself. I think with boys, it's just a lot
easier. Do you still get quite insecure?
Yeah, I think I'm a woman.
Yeah, so true. So fucking true.
Are we ever 100% confident?
This is what I'm thinking. Like, I always used to want like work done and stuff, but then I'm like, would I still be happy after
this
work?
This is the thing, like, I always say, like, you're chasing the inevitable.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you reach 30, I'm always like, would I...
Things going on here.
But then I'm just like, it's the inevitable. We're all going to just age. We may as well just age gracefully.
It is so fucking true.
Yeah.
I hope I age like my mum. She's aged quite well.
Has she?
Yeah. But some other people in my family have not aged well.
So you've got good genetics. I've heard it's all about genetics. Like,
is it?
We can take as much collagen as we want.
An anti-wrinkle cream.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, so really, it's just all in the genetics.
I would also like to not live to like 96, though.
No.
You can't look.
I would take like maybe 80 max.
Like, yeah, maybe like 85 at a push if I'm still mobile.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Like, my granddad, he is more healthy than me and he's like 80.
Really?
Like, he literally watches movies with us. We have full conversations. He does like, he does like 50 lengths in the pool.
What?
Yeah, he does like 16-mile hikes.
A different generation. My dad is the same. My dad is 76,
Yeah.
The man acts as if he's 32. He goes on like 13-mile walks.
Exactly. So if we're talking in like that respect, I think like 85 might not be lit. I might be like, no, I'm not ready.
Statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm not,
I feel like if I continue doing reality TV, I'm probably not going to make it past 60.
Thank God you're not drinking like you were. Well, I don't know if you are, but thank God you're not drinking.
I don't drink as much as what I... Honestly, I have like one drink now. I had like 3 or 4 beers last weekend and I was ill for like a week.
You might be allergic to alcohol.
I think I am. I really do think I am. Like, I was burping for like 6 hours after. I'm like, oh.
I need a Rennie.
Crazy.
But I've loved seeing your growth into like what you are now.
Yeah.
I think it's just amazing.
I feel like I've still got a lot of growth to do.
Oh,
When in my 30s, I feel like I'm finding myself. Like, you know, you really find who you are. And the 20s, I think, I mean, you're still in your 20s. I think the 20s are like hard work.
Yeah. Well, did you get the 30 panic? Like when you reached 30, did you get that inner panic?
Not when I was 30. I got it when I was 31 because I was like, I was excited about turning 30 because it was like such a milestone.
Mm.
But then when I was 31, I was like, right. Now I'm like 9 years off 40. I'm like, shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was like a realization, like, where's the time gone?
Yeah.
Like,
goes
it just
so quick.
Goes like that.
40 for me, when I reach 40, I'm going to be scared because that's when you start going to less weddings, more funerals.
Oh my God, no.
People start having heart attacks.
And I'm terrified of like death.
Same.
I've got like the worst death anxiety.
Yeah.
Like if I have a drink, the conversation will always turn into death. I don't know why.
Are you scared of dying or what happens after death?
Both.
Yeah, same.
Both. I'm scared of like how I die, when I die, where am I going to go after? Am I going to be lonely? Am I going to be with people? Like, honestly, whenever I've had a drink, I get so deep and it gets into this conversation. Casey's like, why have you got so much death anxiety? Like, it's really
bad. Don't you have death anxiety?
Yeah. We need to normalise death anxiety because it is such a normal thing.
And you know what fucks me off as well? So many people that have died and come back to life and they all have different stories.
Yeah. You know what all I do is I just watch every like conspiracy theory on TikTok about life after death.
Yeah.
And then I've kind of gotten into this. I'm really obsessed with the simulation theory. Have you heard of that one?
That life's a simulation.
And I'm going with it. We're just going to wake up. When we die, we're just going to wake up. So I'm like, that's fine. I can deal with that.
It was Sims.
Yeah.
I would like to be reincarnated as a house cat.
Really?
But with me as the owner.
Oh, right. After them. Oh, really? Is she like your baby?
Yeah. So I think if we could be maybe like a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
Sorted.
The only thing that puts me off that though, right, is like cats and dogs, they can't tell anyone if they're not well. Get to you?
So true.
Because, you know, I had a really bad bladder condition, like when I gave birth to my first baby. And it was, I just constantly felt like I needed a wee all the time.
Right.
It was just awful. Like, you know, like when you have a UTI?
Yeah.
I felt like that all the time. And I read somewhere, this is going to really upset you. I don't
know.
That this condition is really common in cats.
Oh my God, the fucker's 18. He's probably in agony.
And I was like, please don't let me be reincarnated as a cat.
No, you fucked that for me now.
I'm so sorry.
I
feel like I think that me giving you this information, you're going to pay attention to your cat now. Like when she goes on litter tray, keep a close eye.
I'm going to go ask things. Things all right?
Yeah.
Things, fucked me off.
I would hate to be reincarnated as a goldfish.
Oh my God. Or like a pigeon.
Pigeon.
God forbid.
Well, actually pigeons have quite a convenient life. Oh, yeah, the two.
True.
But a goldfish, my son's got angelfish and I've been taught they have the mentality of a dog. So they know what's going on.
Right.
And they're literally just swimming back and forth in that tank constantly. Like they must be hating life.
So true. And some people eat goldfish as a joke, you know, from the fair and they swallow
them
whole.
You know that this happened to me.
Ate a goldfish?
No, I didn't. Not me personally. This happened to me when I was really, really young. My uncle, he was an alcoholic and I had a goldfish.
Jesus.
4 years. It was called Flipper.
Oh, nice name. I like that name. Right.
And I had this goldfish for years. I was so proud. I got it at the fair when I was like 10.
Right.
And I'd kept it alive. Like it was so big. And it
unheard of lasting that long.
Unheard of. Like I think it lived for like 6 years or something, right? Then I found it I came home from school one day. My mum was like, Flipper's died. I was like, I was so heartbroken.
Oh.
I find out years later, everyone laughs, but it's really not funny. Find out years later, like when I'm in like my mid-20s, that like my alcoholic uncle ate it when he was drunk.
What the fuck?
And I was like traumatized.
What a horrible end.
I know. And I still don't think I've got the full details.
No.
Because my mum was like, oh, it already died. It had already died.
I hate to break it to you. That fish was alive.
And I was like, no, I don't talk to the uncle anymore.
Yeah, that's a good reason as well. It's probably not the reason, but that's a good reason.
We can't speak. You killed Flipper. I'm like, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a fucking traumatic time to be alive. No, I've never had that.
No.
Once one of my cats...
But I have seen people do this, don't they, in America?
They do it all the time.
It's like, is it the shot?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, and if you watched Euphoria?
Yes, yeah.
As soon as I seen that clip, I just thought of Flipper.
You went back into a deep depression. You were like, I've got to go. That's horror.
I know.
Yeah, once one of my cats got run over and my dad brought it back in a bin bag, but left its paw sticking out the top.
Oh no, that is traumatic.
Close the fucking bag. What is wrong with it?
What did you do with the cat?
Buried it. I've got so many cats buried around my house. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, have you?
Yeah.
Do you like visit them?
No, I actually forget where they're buried. I didn't really love as much of them as much of the, like, I love my one now. Like, when this one dies, I'm going to get it cremated.
So,
put in a ring.
Are you one of them owners? Like, you, as soon as, have you ever seen that movie, The Age of Adeline, where, no, like, every time the dog dies, she just gets another one to replace it? Is this you?
That was literally my family, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because I'm, again, an only child with two parents. Like, it's boring in that house.
Yeah.
I need
being an only child is so boring.
So fucking boring.
You know, I was so lonely as a kid.
Yeah. And
this is why I had to force myself to have another child. I really went against my will having a second, because it was so traumatizing the first birth. But I was like, fuck. Yeah. Like, letting my child be an only child.
I'm so jealous of, like, I don't even have cousins.
What about when you used to go on holiday? Well, did you ever go on holiday? I know that you've got older siblings, but did you go on holiday?
Always on my own.
And were you shy to, like, talk to the other kids?
Yeah, I never would.
Yeah, I was.
Hell.
I used to just stand at, like, the edge of the pool and just be like, I was so scared to say hello.
That prepped you for season 7 of Geordie Shore. That was your prep.
It did.
I'm fine standing by my own in the corner.
Honestly, if, like, the younger me could see myself now, I'd be like, where did you get the confidence from? Because I didn't have any practice.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But I'm glad you've got the confidence now.
Yeah.
I wanted to end today's pod.
Okay.
As I usually do.
Okay.
One bit of advice that you would give to save Grace. It's Grace being me.
One bit of advice, it would just to be... just to live life for the moment and just not care what anyone thinks.
That was your death anxiety talking.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I liked that. That was lovely. Well, it's been amazing to have you on.
No, thank you for having us. I've enjoyed it.
I've had a great fucking time. Yeah. I feel like I've lived my Geordie dream now. If you've been watching, make sure you give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye.